Man. It's good to be back here on a second broadcast of the day, our evening broadcast. And we're grateful to have each one joining us here online. Welcome, welcome, welcome. As you see, I'm still at the church, and we want to bring forth this second broadcast this wonderful, wonderful day. It's been a blessing to be in the house of the Lord, and truly, 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 God is a good God. We pray that there'll be a lasting work in every heart, every soul that came to receive of God's word. Again, the gospel of Jesus Christ, what we preached about this morning, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Again, and so you think about the gospel, how when it goes forth, it brings forth a life-changing experience. The good news we share with you, continue, there is still good news in our world. It is found in His word, in His word. We'd like to welcome each one to our broadcast and make a few announcements before we begin. Our message, I want to give you an opportunity to continue to support the work of the Lord. Support the work of the Lord, so you can put up on the screen there. We say thank you in advance for the offerings that have been received and continue to support the church here in Brooklyn, New York. Again, and so it keeps the lights on, it keeps the rent paid, it keeps, again, the ministry going forward. And so we have about ways you can give through our text to give at 347-229-9933. This text to give. You type the word give or the dollar amount, and you can go through the instructions on how to give. Once you give the first time, actually, the next time all you gotta do is just put the dollar amount and it will come out of your account. Then we have also Zelle. For those who have online banking through Zelle, we have that as well. You can go to use the church email, ntccbrooklynny@gmail.com, and you can give that way as well. We say thank you. And then through our website, www.nytncc.org/BrooklynNY. So you go there and say support now or donate now, and we say thank you in advance. We also, I want to encourage you to go to our social media. We have social media, oftentimes talk about it, but the Facebook page, we have a Facebook page, we have a Twitter page, we have Instagram. That we don't keep up all the time, but the Instagram that we have through our broadcast here on YouTube as well. We encourage you to go out there and share it out, hit the thumbs up, and podcasts as well. So we have various ways through Apple, through Google, and TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, various things that we have to where you can get the word of God out there. Share it with your friends, share it with your loved ones. Go out and listen to it. Again, these things are brought to you to help get the gospel out to as many as possible. So we say thank you. And through your giving, oftentimes, as we shared with you earlier, these things go to help support and make that possible. So we say thank you. May the Lord bless you is our prayer. Again, as you give, and not only just giving to help support, but it's for your own personal blessing. So we encourage you to give unto the Lord today. The song she's playing in the background is called Victory in Jesus. Victory in Jesus, our Savior forever. It says, He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. And when He came to give us victory in our lives. And so we are thankful this evening that Jesus is able to bring forth victory to every believer that there is. I want you to read to you out of the book of 1 Corinthians here this evening, from a few verses of scripture. I'll bring it here in verses. Let's pick it up in 50. 1 Corinthians 15:50. The Bible says, "Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot enter into the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. Behold, I show you these things." He says, "In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, the last trump, for the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible and shall be changed." He says, "For the corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. When this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, the mortal shall have put on immortal. Then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory." Verse 55 tells us, he says, "O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And I want to draw you back to verse 57 this evening. Verse 57, the Bible says, but thanks be to God, which giveth us victory through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And for a little bit today, we want to give it a title today about victory is handed to us through Jesus Christ. Amen. To that thought of that mindset. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for your goodness. Thank God for your word. We thank you, God, for your, God, just your goodness today. God, we pray, God, as we break forth your word this day, God, you'll meet every need. God, again, every heart and soul that is in need of you, God, we pray that, God, you will meet with them, God, and deliver, to save, to restore, renew. So God, those that are defeated today, give them victory. Those that are cast down, God, lift them up. Those that are beaten, God, heal and restore. God, we pray, God, this day that God, your will be accomplished. We give you praise and honor in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen. And in this whole chapter of 1 Corinthians 15, the church at Corinth began to ask the question about death. They wanted to know about it. They wanted to know what happened once one dies. Once one leaves this earth, once one takes his last breath, their heart starts beating, comes to an end, which we all will face one day. And naturally, he began to reassure the church, reassure the believer of what happens when one dies. When one dies, the Bible tells us to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. To be present with him when one is a believer in Christ. But when one is accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior, we will, our moments shortly thereafter, will see, no doubt, our Maker and Creator. The Bible talks about how they want to know this soul. They want to know the assurance of what will take place, of what death is such a mystery. How they wanted to inquire of the Apostle Paul here. He gave them instructions on what was taking place. He reassured them of what the purpose of Christ coming, giving his life, and no doubt a raising from the dead, being that first resurrection, being that one that was saved. Purpose of salvation, the Bible says, and how that he died. And we are made alive through him. We're made alive, and he is the first fruits, and we are followed thereafter. Again, and you think about this, how the reward of being saved and how the reward of eternal life is what the chapter basically covers. And how the Bible says that he will reign and he will rule. And as we share with you this morning, how he will set up his kingdom, no doubt the kingdom of God will be established forevermore for all men. No doubt that are saved. Bible says he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy which shall be destroyed is death. You can read about that in Revelation as well. How death and sin and the devil will one day be cast into the lake of fire forever. And it says he hath put all things under his feet. But when he hath all things under him, it is manifest that he is accepted. And he has put all things under him. All things are subdued unto him. Again, and God is made manifest that he is our all in all. And so he began to let them know that how that God would give forth victory. On this Super Bowl Sunday, as we think about it, how that men and women are hoping for their team. One of the two teams will have victory. One of the two teams will have be able to raise up that trophy and say, we won the big game. And as I begin to reflect on that and begin to think about that, and then the next season comes along, and then there will be another team. Or if that team is fortunate enough to come back and win it again, they will experience victory. But even if the same team wins again,
You think about it, some players on the team may not be on the team next year. So they want to be able to experience this victory. And so it is in sports, so it is in life, so it is in things. Again, victory comes and goes to certain extents. But the scripture here tells us about a victory that is everlasting, a victory that will never end, a victory that will be eternally. When Christ got up out of the grave, he gave mankind access to victory. Access, and he handed it to us that we receive it. It was given. Victory was given over to you and I that will believe. My friend, today, if you don't have Jesus Christ, you're not winning. If you have lost tonight without Christ, if you're in sin, you're not winning. If you're following the devil today, you're not winning. If you're following the crowds, you're not winning. My friend, I encourage you to come on over to the winning side, and that's through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And so naturally, the church thought, many in the church here thought that it was going to be all over, all said and done when they die, all said and done when they take their last breath is at the end. That's not the end. That's just the beginning. That's just the beginning of really what life is, eternal life, either heaven or hell. There will be eternally. I'll have to give account for what we've done. Eternally, forever, there's never no ending to it. It will go on and on and on. This is just a holding ground here on earth. The life we live now is really to determine our eternal fate. And so we need to make sure that we make up in our hearts and our minds that we give our lives to Jesus Christ, so we can spend eternity in victory with him. In verse 50, let's go back to our text. The Bible says, now the saying, this is the saying, of this I say, brethren, and behold, flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of God. He says, neither corruption inherit incorruption. He says here, how can I have victory? How can I spend eternity with Jesus Christ? How can I be in this great place called heaven? He says here today, we must take off corruption and be washed away, sins washed away, I should say, being delivered from the bondage of sin. He says the things that we do, even this old body, would not enter into that city because it's a sinful body. It is a corrupted body. The Bible says that we will have new bodies. We will put on a new of being. We will be able to have a new outlook, a new look. No more scars, no more tears, no more pain with this glorified body. The Bible says, I show you a mystery, 51. I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed, is what he was referring to. In the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, and the last trump shall sound. He says, and shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible and shall be changed. That great resurrection morning, we will all have and be united with them again on that day, where our bodies will no longer have the corruption. We'll have that corruptible flesh that I live in today. But we will be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, when the sound shall be heard as far as east is from the west. The blast of the sound of the rapture of the church, when Jesus will come and meet us in the clouds, and we will forevermore be with the Lord our God, forevermore eternally with him. And then, not only then, we will see the ultimate triumph of victory. The Bible says, for corruption must put on incorruption, and the mortal put on immortality. So when the corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and the mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the same death by the writer, death is swallowed up in victory. It's been already foretold that death will one day be defeated completely. We know he defeated it on the cross. We know he defeated it when he overcame the grave. We know he defeated it when he rose on the third day. But ultimately, death will be cast into the lake of fire one day. And one day it'll be over, and death completely will be swallowed up. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is the victory? No longer those that are asleep will be bound. No longer those that are in the grave will be tied to it any longer. But no doubt we will put on that new incorruptible body. No doubt forevermore. No doubt we will serve and be with the Lord our God. The Bible says the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. Again, and so what brings forth death? Sin. You see today, if you're in sin, you're not winning. If you're in sin, you're losing. You're fighting a losing battle. You're fighting against God. Today, God is saying, get saved. Give your life over to me today. Give your heart over to me today. Be born again. Be born again, my friend, today while there's still time. Let go of sin which corrupts. Let go of sin which destroys. Let it go and say, God, I want to be born again. And no doubt, he says, no longer let sin have dominion over you. That's what Romans tells us. He said, don't let sin have ruler over you. Get the victory over sin. Sin will destroy. Get victory over today. The Bible says that we'll be swallowed up. He said, but thanks be unto God, which giveth us victory through Jesus Christ. How can I get victory? It's been handed to us. It's been handed to us through Jesus Christ. It's been given over to mankind that will believe. Victory over sin. You don't have to stay there. You don't have to obey the dictates of the devil. The blood is powerful enough. The power of will to say, you know what, I'm going to live for Jesus. I'm not going back to the weak and beggarly elements of this world. I will serve and I will live for him. I will serve and live a victorious life for Almighty God. Make up in your mind, I'm going to live for Jesus. He said there's victory in Jesus today. Jesus conquered death, hell, and the grave. He conquered sickness. He conquered the enemy. The Bible says he's under his feet. And if you're a follower of Christ, if you come to Christ, my friend, he grants victory. You have victory over your past, victory over your flesh, victory over the things that even will come your way. If we use it appropriately, if we walk appropriately in God, if we keep our minds on Jesus and realize the power that is given to us from heaven, you can have victory every day of your life. You have power to resist and say no to temptation. Jesus gives for victory. You have the power to be broken loose from the bondage of sin because of who Jesus is today. My friend, today come, it's been handed to you and I, the keys to victory, the keys to overcoming, the keys in which Jesus has in his hand today. It's been given through Jesus Christ. We have access to the kingdom. And I can only imagine those who have even died, even as we've been preaching, that know Jesus Christ. No doubt they walk into the kingdom of God with their hands lifted up and say, yes, I won. I won. I made it into heaven in triumph. You can say, I won in victory. No doubt we made it in. Another child has made it into the kingdom. Church of the day, even in your life, you make that your prayer. The Bible says God always causes us to triumph. Go with that victor's mentality and say, wait a minute, Jesus causes me to triumph. The Bible says as we wrap this up, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast. Keep your mind the same will win. Even when the enemy seems like he has the upper hand, say, no, I'm going to win. Even when it seems like there is no victory, seem like there's no way to a course of victory. Say, no way. I'm going to stay steadfast. God's going to give me the victory. Outnumbered, God's going to give me the victory. Back against the wall, I have victory. Again in the day, when the dark clouds climb over, hang over, I have the victory. When Goliath and all of the minions of the enemy and the voices of the devil, I have victory. Church of the day, be steadfast, unmovable. He says, oh, come down off that pedestal of victory. Come down, you're defeated. Say, no, I'm not coming down. I have victory. Unmovable from even the way ebbs and flow of life, in the ebbs and flows of a game many victorious teams, you look at the game and say, you know what? They're going to win. It's just a little hiccup in the game, but they'll win. And in your life, it's just a little hiccup, just a little things that come along. Don't let it move you. Don't let it overthrow you. But make up in your mind, I have victory. Let's move on. The Bible says unmovable, but always abounding. Win after win after win. Every day I'm winning. In the middle of the day, win. At the end of the day, win. In the middle of the week, win. Throughout your days, win, my friend. Today, we have been given victory. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. As long as you're in Jesus, you'll win. My friend, today, death, that many are afraid of. They're afraid because they have been defeated by the enemy. My friend, today, you don't have to be defeated. If you would just come to Christ, you won't even have to fear death. And what's to come because you're in Christ. The enemy wants you to be afraid because, again, sin, the condemnation of sin, should be afraid. If you're not saved, yes, you should be afraid of what's to come. The Bible says a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Think about what hell is. Hell, my friend, is a horrible place. Not made for you and I, but it's made for the devil and his angels. But Jesus came to prevent us from going there. And the Bible says, be steadfast, unmovable, and abound in Christ. Come to Christ now while there's time. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain. You see, serving Christ, that's the winning side. Being in the house of the Lord, reading your Bible, praying, living a Christian life, separating yourself from the world. My friend, that's winning. That's winning to where you say, you know what, I've given my life to Jesus and I'm never turning back. I'm not going back to the world, not going back to the elements of this life, sin. I'm not going back to the clutches of the devil. But every day of my life, I'm determined to win. It's been granted to you and I. It's been granted to the entire world, the keys to victory, the keys to winning, and it's found in Jesus Christ. He said, death has no sting because of Jesus Christ. And if he can overcome death, when it seemed like death is the last of the last of the last, there's no hope. It's over. But in God, it doesn't have to be that way. If he can overcome that, as he did on it when he got up out of the grave on the third day, if he can overcome death, he can overcome anything. My friend, they faith in him, belief in him, serving him, being born again by the Spirit of Almighty God and by his precious blood, you can overcome and have victory in your life. If death is defeated, demons are defeated. Sickness is defeated. Heartache and pain is defeated because of Jesus our Lord. My friend, if you don't know him today, give him your life. Are you tired of being defeated? Are you tired of being overwhelmed? Are you tired of being broken? Are you tired of being separated? Separated, sin separates us from victory. Sin separates mankind, men, women, boy, and girl, from the life that God would have for you to have. Today, we introduce you and invite you to victory through Jesus Christ, our Lord. My friend, just simply believe and ask of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us in Romans, chapter 10, it says, you confess the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. Confess him, give him your life. You can make him your Savior. He will become your Savior. He's willing and wanting you to be saved. Bible says you confess him as Lord. Say, Lord, I want to be saved today. Lord, I want to be delivered. Lord, I want to be forgiven. He's willing to do that today. Bible says that he's faithful and just to forgive you. He says, thou confess with thy tongue, with thy mouth, the Lord Jesus Christ, shall believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You shall be saved today. Give him your life. Come on over to the winning side. He wants to give you victory. Today, make that your prayer. I want to be saved. And go on and live victorious life from here the rest of your days. In Christ Jesus. Who's coming again? The trump will sound one day. We don't know when, but it will. It'll be a trump of victory. Trump to let the world know that he's coming. He's coming to take rulership and coming to take over the kingdom of this world. He's going to take his saints home, and then we will come back together here on earth to reign and rule forevermore. My friend, there's victory in Jesus. Don't choose anyone else. Don't choose another path, but choose our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. Our prayer. We'll see you soon. Tuesday night Bible study. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening and an awesome, awesome, victorious week in the Lord. God bless you. Our prayer.